Our guest today on Out and About is Terry Liolios, the National Manager for the Speak My Language program. How are you this afternoon, Terry?
I'm very well, thanks, Jeff.
Thank you very much for joining us today.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
And you're here to talk about the Speak My Language program. Tell me all about it. What is the Speak My Language project? Who is it aimed at?
Sure. Well, Speak My Language is funded by the Commonwealth Department of Health and Ageing and under the DACS funding. And the program was funded and is funded to aim to support our migrant and our ethnic communities, our communities that speak another language other than English, and our seniors and their families, and those struggling to find support or struggling to find services or to navigate themselves through the aged care system. So Speak My Language is an opportunity for us to actually interview seniors and their families who have already gone through the aged care system. We develop wonderful podcasts and stories that you can listen to on radio and through the website, and to hear first-hand accounts of how and what it was like to navigate the system and their special tips and secrets as to how to get through that.
So why do we need to have a project like Speak My Language?
That's a really good question, and I suppose when you look at the challenges that our seniors are experiencing navigating a what we see as an incredibly complex and more constantly changing aged care system, they need support along the way. And quite often we think, oh, you know, with a pamphlet and a flyer, a few pretty pictures, we should be able to assist the person to get through the system, but that's not as easy as it is. We in the sector ourselves require weekly and monthly training on the changes that are happening regularly in the aged care space, and particularly with our system, that we can't imagine a member of a family or people who don't speak English very clearly. Or even who do speak English, we have a lot of our people, our seniors, who are contacting us and saying, look, I speak English very clearly, but I still find this system incredibly challenging. So the way in which we thought we would get those messages out would be completely in language, using our broadcasting partners, SBS and NENBC. And the program is run across New South Wales, Queensland and Victoria with our partners, ECCs, in each state. And it's a way of us actually delivering those messages directly from our seniors. They tell their story themselves, and they tell you, and they tell their listeners what the experiences were and how they navigated the system.
And how are things progressing with the project? What's next?
Oh, look, it's been so exciting. This program started off as a very simple, we'll do a couple of podcasts, hear a bit of information on air, and off we go. But it's ended up being bigger than Ben-Hur. God love everyone who's been involved. Everyone's just been so passionate about the program, which is fantastic. The model has changed quite significantly from when we first started a year and a half ago. And there's a significant and a large a training package that we have put together for our bilingual facilitators to go through this program so that they can deliver the program, and the information that they deliver on there is quite succinct. There's a process that each state will go through to make sure that we provide that information. Not only that, our seniors have actually taken this program and run with it. We have seniors who are now meeting in the park on weekends and have decided to put together some of their own move groups or their own social support groups and social groups because they heard something on radio and thought it would be a great idea to do it themselves. We have seniors who are actually now broadcasting on radio themselves, every month joining the radio program and being ambassadors for their community and giving them the latest information about aged care. This program has really developed and the communities have really embraced it on their own. And what is the key message here is, let's talk, let's have a conversation about aging and what aging well means and how we support each other to get to that really comfortable place where we age and we age well in our own homes. And if not, what are our options?
How can people find out more about Speak My Language?
Well, the funny thing is, this is a digital program, so we actually play on air, on radio. So if you're listening to your SBS or your NENBC, because they're our broadcasting partners, you'll probably hear a lot about Speak My Language on the radio programs. If not, you can contact your radio station and ask them to find your directory to Speak My Language. If you are quite tech-savvy and you love your websites, then jump on to www.speakmylanguageradio.com and that'll link you up to all the podcasts and the regular interviews that are being done across the country through our radio hosts. We also have Facebook, So for those who love Facebook, we have regular updates on there. And when you do jump onto Facebook, you'll actually get to see our ambassadors and the many different people that are involved in the program.
Terry, do you want to nominate a song to go out on?
I had a bit of a laugh at once when we were doing an information session with one of our elderly, I think it was the Korean group some time ago. We were talking about dementia and the importance of, you know, your muscle and your brain is a muscle just like the rest of your body, and you've got to get physical, you've got to move it, you've got to lose it, you know. And one of the ladies started singing Let's Get Physical, so I probably go off on that song and say, let's get physical, let's get out there, let's start talking, let's get connected, and, you know, let's live the best life and the most healthiest life and age well, whatever that might be. And regardless if you're not well and you're going through the medical system, you can still age well and age well, have the right support around you. Yeah, let's get physical, let's get out there, let's get connected.
And that's a great message to go out on. Thank you very much, Terry Liolios, the National Manager for the Speak My Language program with the Ethnic Communities Council. Talk to you again soon, Terry.
Absolutely.